Today is the Great Shakeout, the world's largest earthquake drill. Everyone is encouraged to participate by practicing drop, cover, and hold on as if it were a real earthquake. You can find out more at shakeout.org, or you can find out more by just continuing to listen to this station. There's going to be a test as part of the Great Shakeout. It commences at 10:19 because today is 10:19. It will include a test of the tsunami sirens at Port Hudson, Point Wilson, and in the boatyard in Port Townsend with a full siren wail. Again, this is only in test. Get your ears ready. It's coming up in about 9 minutes. Now today, right here in the studio, let me turn on her microphone, is KPTZ's Lynn Sorensen, and she's joining us for the Great Shakeout. She is our October person on call for KPTZ's emergency response team. Can you hear okay and everything working?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
There you are. Yeah, there she is. And the Great Shakeout is an annual national event held on the third Thursday every October to encourage you, community members, everyone, to prepare for possible earthquakes. So you may hear sirens wherever your ears may be in about 8 minutes. Lynn is also going to kindly present an earthquake scenario for us listeners and some questions and some what-ifs and some things to leave you all to ponder. And just as a note, the KPTZ's emergency team's primary aim is to provide vital and timely information for events that are deemed by the Jefferson County Emergency Operations Center to be emergencies, situations where lives or property are in real danger. The station's complementary goal is to educate community members on how to prepare for an emergency. Well, Lynn, it looks like we still have about 8 minutes. Would you like me to play a song, or did you want to go ahead and continue?
I might as well get started.
Okay.
Good to be here.
I'm happy you're here.
Yeah. So I don't know how many of you felt the earthquake on October 8th, but I sure did, and I live up on the west side of the high school. And I knew it was an earthquake, but I didn't even do the drop, cover, or hold because it was over in just seconds. But it got me thinking, you know, am I prepared? And quite frankly, no.
Lynn.
Yes,
I don't
true.
Believe it.
It's true.
Aren't you on the emergency response team?
I am. But, I mean, there are many things that we have no control over, but I do have water stored. I bought a camp stove that runs on little propane canisters. But I don't have any alternate heat source if the power goes out. And think, you know, if your windows are broken and it's winter night, I mean, it's going to get cold. A battery-operated radio is essential to get important information. I do have that. It's a wind-up and a solar radio, so that would be a great thing for everyone to have. I want to say that you don't want to go anywhere in your car. Say you think, oh, I'm going to get out of here. Well, everyone else could have that same thought, and therefore the highway would be clogged with all of us heading down to the Hood Canal Bridge, which is probably broken.
And not to mention, if it was a bad earthquake, the road probably be ripped up.
Yeah, the road may be impassable. You might be getting in the way of emergency vehicles, etc. Plus, you want to hang on to that gasoline that's in your tank because you don't know when you're going to get some more.
And you don't know what you might need it for something else, too.
Yeah, and the pumps work on electricity. So if they're out, you're out of luck. And same thing, I don't have an electric vehicle, but how long does that charge last if
right.
you don't have a generator to continue with that electric charge?
I was going to ask you said alternate heat sources. Do you have suggestions?
Well, if someone has a fireplace, they
of course.
Have that.
Propane heater, perhaps?
Yes. But one thing about an earthquake, if it's substantial, is that you're going to want to turn off your propane tank because there could be leaks in the system from the earth movement. The other thing is you want to turn off your water supply too into the house, because if there's broken pipes within the system, your house could be contaminated with
toilet water.
It could be.
Oh gosh, really?
I mean, so, and you can consider your water tank as a water source in the future should you not have a lot stored up. So it's...
Oh, so you turn it off so that water doesn't
come
contaminate
into your house.
And then you have a storage.
Then you have storage as well, unless you've accumulated a whole bunch of gallons of water, which I do have at my house, but you should have at least a gallon per person per day. Mm-hmm. And that adds up to be a lot.
It's a lot of water. You need some storage space for that.
Yeah.
You can also have a water purification system.
You could.
Even the little tablets.
Right.
They have simple ones. Just have something on hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't have those, so I don't think I'm that prepared.
You better get with it, Lynn.
I know it. So just think. Okay, you don't have heat. You don't have power. Your cell phone is going to run out of juice in a bit. Cell towers will continue. They have generators, but that's probably only worth about 24 hours.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so you don't have the internet. You probably don't have a landline anymore. And how are you going to get information? Well, that's
your
by
emergency radio.
Your emergency radio and listening to KPTZ, who do have generators and can stay on the air as your emergency broadcasting system.
Thank God for KPTZ.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to interject. I bought this little thing online for camping, and it has come in handy so many times. It is a tiny mini, it looks like a cell phone, solar charger. And you put it out in the sun for 5 hours, and you can plug in your phone to it. You can plug in, we got these little USB light bulbs that plug into it. $25. I got it online. So I don't know if you're interested in little travel solar panels, and you can drop them on the ground. They're very hardy. I take it camping all the time. Very, very valuable little tool to have.
I need to order a couple of those.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't even touched on what happens if we have a tsunami after the earthquake, which is certainly a risk. And, you know, a tsunami will decimate the downtown area.
Oh, no.
That's at sea level, and it's bricks and stones that'll...
And it's kind of built on mud, isn't it?
It's built on mud. The earth will liquefy, and there you go. We don't have a downtown. Another thing I thought of, well, what if it's during the Wooden Boat Festival and we have 25,000 visitors in town as well?
Oh, God.
So, I mean, it can go on and on and on. It's not that I worry about these things at night, but just start whatever you can as far as preparations. You know, get one of these chargers that DJ Goodwoman talked about and start accumulating your water.
What's even that really basic heater? It's some candles, and then you get two terracotta pots, and you put the candles in the pot, and then you put another pot on top, and it creates a sort of a clay oven. And it's not going to make your house warm, but if it's in the middle of winter, it's going to keep you from freezing to death. You can go online and read about that too. When they had that horrible cold snap in Texas, that's how some people survived, was with that simple little system.
Yeah, you don't want to bring your barbecue in the house.
No, you do not.
Bad gas there.
It looks like our siren's going to happen very, very soon. Are we ready? Do we need to do anything? Or
no.
Are we going to practice?
I don't think we can get under this table here in the studio. But
would you recommend a doorway? Is that still a thing?
You know, you got to look up because things can fall down all around you. And getting under a table is best. And the reason they want you to drop is so you don't fall over, and then you get covered so your head doesn't get hit, and then you hold on to the table. And I think
can we hear it?
I can hear the voices of the sirens. I mean, they're probably saying it's a drill.
But yeah.
There it goes.
And then they're going to blaze the alarm. Oh, the anticipation. It's so great. I can't hear it, though. Oh, well. Feel free to continue speaking. Just wanted to see. The big event is happening.
Can you hear it? I can.
We can hear it out in the studio,
it's,
but
it's saying that it's the great shakeout. And this is statewide that they do this.
I wonder if... I don't know how to make it play on air, and I haven't been trained, so I apologize for that. There must be a button or something to push, but... I don't know what it is. Anyways.
Okay, I think that was the conclusion.
That was the conclusion?
Yeah.
And so that's your what if that you're leaving us all to ponder. Are you ready?
Yeah. Are you ready? And I know it's hard to start a emergency kit or preparedness at home, but just start with one thing. Like, go start getting gallons of water that have handles on them and put them around in your house somewhere where you can store it. You can hear the sirens now.
I can hear them now.
Yeah. And
yeah, they have those emergency food buckets with a month's worth of supply of food. And it's just simple. It's all packed in a bucket. It's dehydrated. Put it in your attic or your basement or your garage and forget about it. I know this is strange, but it kind of coincided with my brother's death several years ago. When he died, for some reason, I started fretting about the great big earthquake. And I used to have nightmares about it. And I would be on a bridge in Portland and I would think, if the earthquake happens now, I'm going to be crushed beneath this concrete. And so finally, I got my credit card out and I was like, I'm just going to just buy the kit. And I bought the water and I got the water containers and I got the food supply and I got the radio and I got some emergency blankets. And I think that's all, you know, I could do at the time. But I put it in my closet and my nightmares went away. I did what I could do, you know.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, make sure you have a can opener, too.
Smart
opener, because that electric one is not going to work. And I mean, these are simple things, but they might just help you a great deal should we actually have an earthquake that doesn't stop for 20 seconds. That's a lot of damage that's done.
And we're due for one.
We've been overdue for one. But we can always hope it doesn't happen within the next 50 years. But
who knows?
Who knows? You don't know.
Can I ask you just one more thing about the tsunami? Do you have any more information about the tsunami? Because I think people are focused so much on the earthquake that they don't think about what comes after.
Yeah.
And a tsunami is going to flood things. It's going to cut off power lines. It's going to create all kinds of mess.
Right. You want to be at least 25 feet above sea level, but probably 50 feet is better. And a tsunami could come around through the Bay of Port Townsend or through North Beach and cut across the valley because that used to be a regular waterway from like Chinese Gardens over to the Boat Haven through Kai Tai. And it's not going to be pretty. And if you were downtown or on a beach and you saw the water receding, you want to get to higher ground.
Get
because
out.
It's going to come. And the first wave won't necessarily be the biggest wave.
Right.
And they can travel at the speed of a jet plane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It gets a little scary.
So would you recommend, I mean, because we have the tsunami escape routes and things, mm-hmm. is that a situation where you would think get in your car and just drive to higher ground, or do you think hoof it on your feet?
I'd get in my car.
You would?
Because
get the heck out.
Yeah, go high and stay there. Don't come down and say, well, did it come?
Right.
But pro tip. But there are people that will go out and watch and wait for a tsunami after an earthquake. So you don't want to be one of those people.
No.
Well, I thank you all for your time. And you'll probably hear my voice next October.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lynn. It was very edifying. And you're so knowledgeable. And it was a pleasure to have your shiny face here.
Thank you very much, DJ Goodwoman.